You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds, and we're joined again by KUOW's Elizabeth Austin. She brings us poetry from a Pacific Northwest writer. Elizabeth, what have you brought us today?
Ross, I brought you a poem from Michelle Peñalosa. Her work was brought to my attention through the Jack Straw Writers Program. And ever since she moved to Seattle a little over a year ago, Michelle Peñalosa has been inviting people to walk with her from Richard Hugo House in Capitol Hill to a place in the city where their heart was broken.
That is so sad. Why does she do that?
Well, along the walk, the person tells Michelle the story of the heartbreak, and Michelle maps the conversation using her phone's GPS system. And in some cases, the walk and the conversation lead her to write a poem. She calls her project Landscape Heartbreak, and the poem I brought you today is called We Walk a Heart Around Lake Union. Here's Michelle at a public reading at Jack Straw Productions.
We walk a heart around Lake Union. And you point to buildings and streets that bear the scars around your own. The elementary school that taught you difference and its consequences. The law firm where 25 years later, your daily prayer and hijab reinforced the lesson. There, the bus stop where you last saw your brother, out of his mind and out of your reach, his mouth an open sore. We've talked many times before about what it means to be noticed, to be threatening and invisible at the same time. In this way, we are sisters. We stay close, two brown women walking together. You say, the city's always been very segregated. And it's true that when you walk north, the prices rise and the faces pale. We touch the scotch broom and lilacs erupted in spring, notice the renegade ferns growing upon the stumps of old docks. All along the water's edge, we note the glorious blue made bluer by the hulls of gleaming white boats. Upon a hillside, suffuse in green, amid artifacts of rust, people fly kites, edging out over the skyline. On your left! Bikers zoom past us, their spandex, the shine of their helmets rejoicing. It's true that people here are different when exposed to the sun. They crowd the sidewalks with strollers and wagging dogs. Sunglasses then, smiles and hellos. We pass condo after condo, clustered houseboats, marinas of artisan sailboats, luxury yachts. Who are these people? We ask, looking in. All day you've spoken the landscape of your life as we walk among places that no longer exist, neighborhoods reconceptualized and fenced off. This city does not want me. What do we do when the ground we claim as home changes beneath our feet? Landscape layered. You can look back, remember the stories beneath all this shine. We part ways upon a freshly paved green space. In the shadow of history and industry, people play bocce on gravel among orange cafe seating. Beneath an awning along the water, a man carves a canoe from salvaged cedar.
Michelle Peñalosa reading We Walk a Heart Around Lake Union from her poetry project Landscape Heartbreak. And Elizabeth Austin is telling us about her today. I thought it was going to be like romantic breakups, but it's a different kind of heartbreak, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the things that's interesting about this project is that her sense of heartbreak is expanded beyond just the romantic to include the loss of a child or a parent, or as in the case of this poem, the loss of a place and the sense of belonging to that place.
This sounds like a very unusual project. What prompted it?
Well, while she was living in Eugene, Michelle participated in a land art performance project that's called The Long Walk, organized by the artist Susan Robb. So 50 people walked from Golden Gardens to Snoqualmie Falls in 4 days with art activities and installations along the way. And Michelle was one of the participants. She was giving itinerant poetry workshops. Well, here's what she had to say about how that long walk influenced her and led to this project.
My relationship to landscape and time really shifted because, you know, when you don't have anything else to do but walk for 14, 15 hours a day, you know, a mile is nothing. It's absolutely nothing. And also the way in which I interacted with people and the friendships that I developed and the conversations that I was able to have through that experience were really life-changing. for a number of ways. One, because it helped me see human connection in a different way. When we're slowed down and we don't have anything to do but be with each other, there's not awkward silence because the silence is natural and there's no outside thing pushing you to your next move. So it's okay for there to be space. And because it is okay for there to be space, the way that you trust people in a conversation changes.
So Michelle told me that the walk led her to leave a relationship that she described as toxic and ultimately to move to Seattle. And she decided to get to know her new city through these walks.
And so the idea of getting people to take me to places to have a sort of cathartic experience for the both of us, to in some way distract me from my own heartache, but also, you know, it could be like we're like walking together and healing in this way. And it would be a different way to get to know the city. And it really has been. It's been kind of crazy, actually.
We're hearing from poet Michelle Penalosa, and Elizabeth Austin is talking about her poetry. So you mentioned that she moved to Seattle just recently. How has doing this project you've described affected her relationship to Seattle?
That's one of the things that was most intriguing to me, Ross. She said that she's, because of doing this, she's come to see Seattle as a map of stories.
The landscape is imbued with story, even as I walk around in it. And so it's not just sidewalks and concrete and what used to be here and what condo is going up now. But, you know, I have a memory of a person and a story that I carry around with me and that I would imagine they carry around too.
We've got links to Michelle Penalosa's Landscape Heartbreak Project up at our website. It's KUOW.org. Many thanks to Jack Straw Productions for providing audio of Michelle reading her poem, We Walk a Heart Around Lake Union. And thanks to Washington State's Poet Laureate Elizabeth Austin for telling us about it. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ross.